Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I want to thank you for tuning in again and spending some time with us. And I hope that we will be able to provide you some good, interesting information about what's going on in our country. Our panel tonight has grown a little bit. We've got Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
We've got Doug Gould back.
Hi.
Doug, hadn't seen you in a while. It's good to have you. We have Melissa.
Hello.
And we're ready to get things rolling here because things are very active and very busy all across our country. You know, with the COVID thing, with election integrity, there's all kinds of situations out there that people are having to deal with on a regular basis. And we're going to try to help you find the information you need to learn more and be able to prepare yourself and help yourself through some of these situations. Let's start off with election integrity. Doug, you were working with Mike Lindell when you went to the cybersecurity symposium. And as far as I know, that's still going on.
That is indeed still going on. There are quite a number of legal cases that have sprung up, not just his cases, but a number of others. And one of the things I think that is a bit encouraging to me from a we'll call it an insider's perspective, is that I am seeing more and more groups around the country finding similar results and starting to share resources and compare notes. And what happens is, you know, sometimes if you're out on an Easter egg hunt and somebody's looking at trees and somebody else is looking under rocks and somebody else is looking in flower pots, when you start to put all that information together, it becomes more than the sum of the parts. And I think that's happening. I think we're beginning to see a change in the tide of information and in where things might be going. At this point, I'm under, you know, attorney-client confidentiality, and I can't comment on the cases that I'm working on, but there are quite a few things that are happening, and I think you'll see some interesting results in the very short-term future.
All right. Well, I know things are going on down in Georgia and Colorado, all over the country. These groups that you're talking about, a lot of them are just citizens that got involved and said, look, we're getting to the bottom of this, and they've uncovered all kinds of evidence.
You know, just a little quip aside, if you look back in, was it 1848, and there was a carpenter working in a valley in near San Francisco, and all of a sudden ran across a vein of gold, and he wanted to keep that sort of a secret. And Rick, Doug, just like you're saying, though, he really wanted to keep that a secret, finding that gold. But somebody else blew the cover when everybody bought up every shovel that they could possibly find in the area. So we're in a situation where there's may not be the direct influence of a single election thing, but when you find out about trailer trucks or various equipment that was abused or misused or whatever else, it's all going to come together.
Right. The truth is coming out a little bit here and a little bit there. The problem is our justice system is so corrupt. Ugh. You've got the DAs, you've got the attorney generals, you've got the judges, you know, are all so corrupt.
And that whole organization called the FIB, the FIB, oh no, I mean FBI.
Yeah, the FBI and the DNC, the DNC.
Now, one of the things that, you know, I have to say about having worked with the FBI and the Secret Service for quite some time and quite closely on a number of cases is that the agents at the field operations level are incredibly good and honest people. And the Amen. Problem here is the bureaucrats at the top who are, you know, buying political capital for their friends and using FBI SWAT teams as their own private Gestapo.
Right.
And that has to stop.
And we've talked about this before. That's one of the biggest problems right now with our country is the SES, Senior Executive Services. These people are appointed to these agencies. Some of them are lifetime appointments. They get in there and, you elect a new president, and it doesn't matter which party they're in. They come in to serve, and they've got the same people that have been there for years.
Unaccountable to anyone.
Right. Well, they've made it so that they can't be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And they've used our agencies to gather information. Pretty much they blackmail the people into, okay, you do it our way or we're going, to do this. So, yeah, it's pretty bad that our justice system is so corrupt that we can't get anything done. And speaking of the justice system, I see where Supreme Court Justice Breyer is going to retire. And guess who gets to appoint a new Supreme Court
justice?
Well,
this is an indication that the Democrats are very worried about losing the Senate because they want to get this all done before the midterms. Now, this is pure speculation on my part. If I'm right, that's wonderful. If I'm wrong, I'm not breaking my perfect record. But I'm waiting. It's going to be one of three people. There was a radical black female judge that was confirmed early in the Biden administration to the Washington Circuit Court. It's going to be her, or it's going to be Michelle Obama, if she doesn't decide to run for president, or it's going to be Barack Obama. That's my bet.
Well, now, why would Barack give up the presidency to do that?
Prestige. He likes being important.
Well, maybe you didn't catch what I said.
Well, that too. This puts him back in the spotlight. Right now, he may be running things, but he's not in the spotlight.
He thinks he can hold two positions at the same time.
Right. There's great speculation that he is running a shadow government. From his home.
But Hillary has news for him when she thinks she gets elected that he's going to get put in the back seat. I'm hearing that the DNC.
She tried that before.
She tried that before.
It didn't work well.
The DNC is planning on running Hillary in 2024.
Yes.
They're dumber than I thought they were.
I think Michelle Obama will step in and prevent that.
I don't know. Well, it's very clear they're not going to stand behind Joe Biden, not with his numbers.
Apparently, no.
They are absolutely abysmal.
No, and I don't see Kamala running for president either.
Let's go on. Joe Biden?
Yes. That department is. Yeah.
You knew Joe's days were numbered when he lost CNN.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. When they came. I'm just wondering how long they're going to let him sit there when it's so obvious that he's nothing more than a puppet.
Right. Well, they need to adjust his algorithm.
Well, you also have the situation, though, that Kamala is not any more popular than he is. And if you put, logically, if you didn't have such bad numbers, you would put her in after about a year so that she would have an advantage in running for president on the Democrat ticket. But that is not going to work.
Well, if I was to ask you to just name one thing that she's accomplished since she's been in there.
She's made Joe Biden look good.
Oh.
Well, she is also.
Good answer.
I was going to say that, it's interesting. It was a brilliant pick for vice president because
got him elected.
Joe Biden prevented himself from being assassinated by having a far worse choice take his place.
Well, look, I think you're putting the credit wrong. But I don't think Joe had anything to do with it.
But that's the way I felt when Obama chose Joe Biden.
Well, it was. It was,
it was the same thing.
And for the second term. And the third term.
Yes.
He's on a roll. All right. Well, we're having too much fun with this. When I talk, I was going to say the only thing I've seen her do since she was put into office is stand in front of a microphone and laugh. She's got that.
Oh, yeah. Hillary had that same cackle. Laugh. Look where it got her.
Yeah. Cackling.
That cackle.
Yes.
Cackling.
You mentioned algorithms, and I thought that was, you know, change his algorithm. And I think that's kind of interesting. Draza Smith, Lady Draza on Telegram, has been doing a lot of analysis of the election and what she's found in many of the states where she has done the analysis of votes, looking at the number of votes that came in across the election, how far apart the spread was, and what the outcome came to be. It almost appears as though a computer is controlling the vote count because they start with a widespread with Trump ahead, and they gradually come in to the point where the race flips and Biden wins by a very small margin, and the same algorithm, the same characteristics, the same coefficients to the equations, if you will, are matching state by state mm-hmm. across the country.
And the timing.
And the timing, absolutely. Yes. And this is
these events are occurring at precisely the same time in every state. So
I think you're going to see some information coming out about that. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we've talked about cackling Kamala and a number of other things now. I think it's time to move on and hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll start on some other topics.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we got a little carried away there in the first session. It's good to have fun every now and then, and we hope you enjoyed it. We're going to talk a little bit now about the loss of and violation of our constitutional rights, and that's going on more and more every day. If you didn't realize it during the lockdown, You know, maybe you just weren't paying attention. But Mary, you during the break, you mentioned one in California.
In California, in Ventura County, during the coronavirus lockdown, one of the things that was locked down was gun shops, ammo shops, and gun ranges. And the Ninth Circuit, this case had gone up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which, if you remember right, before Trump was the most overturned circuit court in the country. He appointed 10 judges to that court. It has obviously made a difference because the Ninth Circuit ruled Thursday that the coronavirus lockdown of gun stores in Ventura County, California, violated constitutional rights. And what they said, the appellees failed to provide any evidence or explanation suggesting that gun shops, ammunition shops, and firing ranges posed a greater risk of spreading COVID-19 than other businesses and activities deemed essential. They also failed to provide any evidence that they considered less restrictive alternatives for the general public.
Right. Well, you know, there was a gathering in Washington, D.C. this past weekend, the Stop the Mandates rally. Tens of thousands of people showed up for that. One of the speakers, Robert F. Kennedy.
Yes.
Junior.
He talked a lot about the violation of our First Amendment and Second Amendment rights. And, you know, he made some good points, like during the lockdown, they locked down the churches but kept the liquor stores open.
Yeah.
As essential, yeah.
Yeah, as essential.
And the churches are mentioned in the Constitution, but the liquor stores aren't.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, he made some very valid points there. He went on to talk about the freedoms that were taken away with the masking and, you know. Well, Mary, I think you've got some notes on it over there.
Well, the thing that was interesting was he talked about the research on the vaccines by Pfizer. And we have to wait 55 years before we will get the research data from Pfizer. Their study only lasted 6 months. After the 6 months, they gave vaccines to the placebo group. So there is no way of tracking the long-term effects of the vaccine.
Right.
Which is totally insane.
And they've been given a release from liability. So
yes.
Why do we have to wait 55 years for something that they're, quote, not liable for?
Right. And nobody can be held accountable for any harm that you get from the vaccine.
And he also talked about the VAERS system and the fact that it's a total joke and it doesn't work. And he talked about something called the Lazarus study in 2010. They did a survey of Harvard Pilgrim HMO, and they had a pilot system to track vaccine injuries. And it worked wonderfully, so they shut it down because they really didn't want to know.
Mm.
He talked about the heart attack rate of the vaccinated. Now, we've talked about myocarditis in young men. And we've seen a number of athletes at the top of their career. All of a sudden, a soccer player drops dead, a football player drops dead. This is horrible.
Right. And folks, I don't understand the number of people out there that can't put two and two together. And
I saw an article this past week that talked about the number of deaths of people aged 18 to 50 in 2021 was 40% higher than ever before.
Yeah.
There was also some discussion of the COVID vaccine, the so-called vaccine. It's not a vaccine because if you have to change the definition of vaccine to make it fit, they change the definition to fit what they have rather than fixing what they have to meet the definition.
Right.
But it is normal in the testing of drugs and vaccines and medicines and medical devices that we test on animals. We as a global society are supposed to have learned that from the lessons of Hitler and from the Nuremberg Code that says we don't experiment on people. We use animal testing for that.
Right.
Well, the first COVID vaccine was given to ferrets who have a lung system that's very similar to humans. And they had COVID, they all recovered. And then when they caught it in the wild, every single one of them died. And they couldn't use that vaccine candidate going forward. So they didn't test the second time around. In animal testing, it is normal that you vary the dose, the concentration, you may vary the secondary ingredients and so forth to find out if there's anything that's a dangerous combination and exclude that from what you deliver to the public. Research has been done, and I'll have to go back and find the citations for this, but they were saying that it's beginning to appear that vaccine injuries are correlated to the specific batch of vaccines that were given, suggesting that there are alternate ingredients in some batches that are injuring people, and that these medical experiments on humans prohibited by the Nuremberg Convention are in fact being done. And if that's the case, I want to find those people, and I'm sorry for the death penalty is just too nice for those folks.
And to add to that, I have read where those batches that are causing so many problems are being distributed to the red states.
I've read that also.
Yeah.
Yeah, so jumping back to the Pfizer trial, that there were 22,000 people in this trial. And you're right, after 6 months, they unblinded it and did give the placebo people the vaccine. So we will never know those effects as far as the Pfizer vaccine goes. Out of those 22,000 people, on the vaccinated side, 21 people died. 17 people died in the placebo group. And Pfizer is allowed to come out and say that it is 100% effective because out of the vaccinated side, 2 people had COVID. And out of the unvaccinated side, 1 person had COVID. I'm sorry, switch it. The unvaccinated, 2 people had COVID, and the vaccinated, 1 person had COVID. And you're able to say, because, help me out here, Mary, you're able to say it's 100% effective because 2 is 100% more than 1.
One person died vaccinated, 2 died unvaccinated.
2 died unvaccinated.
So therefore, it's 100% effective against dying with the vaccine.
However, just 2
let me
people.
Make a comment
two
on,
people.
On statistics. And anybody who's been through high school statistics, much less college-level statistics, knows that when you attempt to do statistics on a population of less than 30, it is completely, totally invalid. And we're talking about a population of 3 here.
So. Yeah, right.
I want to add from the Sunday get together, the thousands of people, I want to add that Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine technology, gave a rousing speech on Sunday. Quote, in regard to the vaccines to COVID-19, the science is settled. They're not working.
yeah, that's absolutely right. But, you know, the other thing, you know, we talked about rallies in Washington, D.C. recently. Let's not forget, the Constitution guarantees us all the right to a speedy trial. But this government has suspended habeas corpus. We have people that have been arrested from January 6th. The Constitution has quite literally been suspended.
Right.
These are political prisoners being held in Washington, D.C., being denied lawyers, being denied due process, being denied the right to a speedy trial.
Dungeon-like conditions.
Yes, absolutely dungeon-like conditions. Feces on the walls, nasty, unsanitary conditions. This ought to infuriate and anger every American citizen.
I think it pretty much does, but it also accomplished the other thing that it was designed to do, and that's put the fear of God in people that they won't go back and do it again.
No, they won't. Next time they'll carry an army of 1 million people, and there won't be any stopping them.
Well, you know, not too long ago there was a rally for those people in the jails in D.C. To support them. And the turnout was not great.
But right. part of
well,
the reason
scared,
the turnout was not great was because it became very obvious as the date of that rally approached that the FBI was going to use that rally as a false flag operation.
Right.
And the pictures on the internet of the obvious agents standing around talking at the rally were absolutely hilarious. They were identifiable.
Well, everything was designed to intimidate. They went in, put the huge fences up around everything.
Yeah.
They had the people locked up in jail. People didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
Were put in jail. They didn't even go into the Capitol. They were outside the Capitol. So the intimidation factor was there. That
yes.
If you come to D.C., this is what's going to happen to you.
And you had the SWAT teams breaking into people's houses.
Yep.
There was a couple in Alaska who I'm not even sure they had been in the Capitol. And they were accused of stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop, and they were greeted by a SWAT team early one morning. I mean, it was totally over the top. And somebody in the Justice Department, there has to be an honest person there somewhere.
Well, please find him.
But he hasn't shown up yet.
Well, you know, Doug mentioned a million showing up and all. You know, it really doesn't take that. If you go back to the founding of this country, the Revolution, what did it take?
3%.
3%. That's all it took. What does the Bible talk about? A remnant.
Mm-hmm.
All you need is a remnant. All you need is enough to take the first stand. That's all people want is leadership. They want somebody. Because all I hear is, well, what are we going to do about it? Who's going to do anything? Nobody's going to do anything. Nobody's going to take it to court. Nobody's, you know, no judge is going to find in favor of them. So people are just sitting back waiting for somebody to take that stand.
I know there is an organization, and I can't tell you, I don't even know the name of it, that is raising money for the January 6th political prisoners to get more publicity out there, because a lot of people are unaware of the conditions that they are being held in.
That's because
the fact
mainstream media is not going to tell you.
No, they're not going to touch it. But I know there's some funding going on, number one, to make people aware and to get them better legal representation.
You've got a group of senators, a small handful that have been visiting and trying to get the word out and do something, but... Folks, it's a bad situation, and everybody needs to know. And one thing you can do, share. Share the videos. Share the news report. Share the information. Get the word out. Let people know what's happening to these folks that are locked up there. They need legal representation. They haven't even been able, some of them, to make phone calls.
Or get medical help.
Get medical help. Some of them are being abused by the people in the jails. So it's a terrible situation. These are our American citizens. You know, we've got terrorists from foreign countries coming across our borders illegally and getting the key to the city, getting everything handed to them. You've got criminals, career criminals, that now it's okay. As long as it's under $1,000, you can walk in anywhere you want to, take whatever you want to, and you aren't going to be prosecuted. Now, what message is that sending? But you've got people that all they did was go to a rally to stand up for their First Amendment rights, to address their government, and say, look, we feel like the election was stolen, and we want to stop it. That's all that was about.
And people are wondering what they can do. They're looking for that leadership. You know, I'm going to offer a call to action. And I don't support violent action. But what each and every one of you listening can do is pay attention to what your politicians are doing. Call them up. You know, in the CCTA, we have gone to the North Carolina legislature many times, and we have heard repeatedly from representatives and senators alike that they start paying attention to issues when as few as five people call.
Yep.
So go see what your politicians are doing. You don't have to visit them. Just look in the newspaper. See their votes. and let them know when they're not in line, because if you get 100,000 calls from North Carolina to the Washington, D.C., North Carolina offices of our national representatives, they're going to pay attention. Right. And then vote. Vote and tell your friends about what you found.
You know, I also want to back that up one more step, because, yes, go to the politicians that are there. But, folks, get out there and campaign for, in the primary, for people that stand properly and will, in fact, stand up for what they're campaigning on. There's so many politicians that are weenies or will not actually stand up for what they said they were going to do. Get involved in the primary system and get the right people, the right conservative people, the constitutional enforcers, get them on the ballot.
Yep.
And what's wrong with you running? Do it. Go out there and get involved. If you don't like the way it's being done, if you think you can do a better job, or we need somebody to do a better job, run for public office. All right. Well, I think we all take another break, hear from our sponsors. Folks, I want you to go out and visit them. I want you to thank them for sponsoring CCTA and tell them that you heard about their business on CCTA Wake Up Call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, we are having too much fun here, Bob. We're trying to talk about some serious issues here. And folks, it's difficult for me to understand the number of people that have blinders on, and just don't see what's going on in our country. The number, you know, you see videos every day of people that are attacking other people in grocery stores because they're not wearing masks, things like that. Folks, they're trying to divide you. They're turning you against your neighbor, in some cases, your own family. There are families that have split totally on these issues of wearing masks and being vaccinated or unvaccinated. And it's just terrible. You need to wake up and see what's going on right under your nose. The orchestrated events, the money that's involved. What did Robert Kennedy say? These four companies that are making vaccines, was it $35 or $65 billion they've made off of this?
I can't recall the number, but
it's billions.
With no liability, yes.
Yeah, right. With no liability. They've been cleared of having any responsibility. They can do, you know, they can put horse manure in you and not be held accountable.
Well, you know, I thought it was very telling that Pfizer made a couple of vaccines, one of which was called the Comirnaty vaccine, and it was authorized for use in Europe. It has never been authorized for use in the United States. It will never be authorized for use in the United States. And do you know why? It's because it is not protected under the Warp Speed order that President Trump signed, and it's available in Europe, but it will never be available in the United States. Pfizer won't bring it back because they know they've done wrong, and they know they're going to get sued out of existence.
Yep.
And they will eventually, it's eventually going to catch up to
it. And at the same time, proven medications, and more doctors are coming out. More and more every day. They're up into thousands now that are coming out and speaking out about all the medications and the treatments that are available that actually worked, that they are forbidden by the hospitals or the government to use.
Well, the Association of State Medical Examiner Boards, this association, it's not an elected body. It is not a representative body. And everybody in the earshot of this broadcast ought to come down on them like a ton of bricks. They have written letters threatening the licenses of medical personnel if they disagree with the World Health Organization. And ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, all the other things, even this past week, monoclonal antibodies have been removed from the treatment.
Yes, unbelievable. Yep.
The FDA is, it's quite simple, folks. The FDA is looking at what works, and they're taking it away from you.
Absolutely. And then you got your hospital and other medical facilities that are telling their staff, look, if you don't get vaccinated, you don't have a job anymore. Now, I know that the court settled that, but the fact that they did it in the first place, totally wrong. And you got to ask yourself, folks, why were so many medical staff, nurses, and people that are in these treatment facilities and have firsthand knowledge and have seen what's going on, why are they refusing the vaccine?
We have an unnamed friend who was talking about recently losing the husband of a friend of theirs. The husband had COVID, went into the hospital. The doctors declared that that person was cleared of COVID. There is no more COVID in that person, but that person did have a remnant of pneumonia. So they kept him in the hospital for the pneumonia. He died from the pneumonia. His wife checked the death certificate, and it says COVID.
Yes.
Why? Because it's $38,000.
Well, if you look at the statistics, you'll find out that COVID eradicated the flu.
Yes.
Yes. There's another part of this, too. It's called natural immunity, which has totally been overlooked. And as someone who had COVID before there was a vaccine, last month I had my antibodies checked. It has been more than a year since I had COVID. I still have antibodies, and I don't think I'm unique. I suspect people who have recovered from COVID will have the antibodies for quite some time because, I hate to say it, but God is a better doctor than Pfizer.
And the vaccine and the booster do not prevent you from getting COVID.
Well, that's proven. You know, a lot of the offices where you have a number of people in there which have been forced threat of losing their employment if they didn't get vaccinated. Everybody in the office came down with COVID.
Yeah.
After they'd been vaccinated.
You know, I think I was wondering last week what happened, because last week the CDC finally admitted that people who are vaccinated, I don't quote me on the number, it was more than 20 and less than 30, but my recollection was 29% of the people who were vaccinated were more likely to get the Delta variant than the unvaccinated. This came from the CDC.
Yeah.
And I know that lady who's in charge of the CDC is a liberal leftist and part of the cabal, and I don't, I'm curious what happened that made her admit that had happened.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty phenomenal for them to come out and say that.
Well, these people that get up there and say, you know, you got to trust the science. You got to follow the science and trust the science. Folks, you mentioned the CDC. How about the NIH, the WHO, the World Health Organization? If you will go and do your homework and you search on Corona, go back years, because it's not new. It's been here for years. The patents are out there. You can go to the U.S. Patent Office and do a search, and you'll find all the patents on these viruses, man-made viruses and all.
Well, there's a book on that. It's called The COVID-19 Anthony Fauci Dossier. I think the first 40 or 50 pages explain 10 extremely serious felony charges that they allege Fauci committed. And then there are about 200 pages, 40 patents per page that the NIH and pharma have placed related to COVID.
Right.
And it's all in that book. Now, I've tried to buy extra copies for other people in the last few months, and I can't find them anymore. But the book is out there, COVID-19 Fauci Dossier.
Right, and the point I was trying to make is if you go back and do your own research, do your own studying on these scientific organizations, you will find out that over the years they have contradicted themselves many, many, many times. Here they say this is good. Further down the road, this is bad. They promote it here. They want to take it away over there. And they go back and forth. How many times have you seen Fauci flip-flop on no mask, we don't need masks, we need 2 masks, we need 4 masks, no mask again, it's okay. He's just a poor example of what's been going on.
Well, the mask stuff is kind of crazy. I've got an electron microscope photograph of an N95 mask. I actually have it on my phone, which I didn't bring with me tonight, but it shows a picture of one of the holes in the mask, and the hole is 40 microns wide. Now, the coronavirus is 0.12 microns in diameter. Folks, you can do the math. 40 divided by 0.12. That's over 300 times larger hole than the size of the virus. So let's put that in perspective. If you're holding a Major League Baseball, it's 3 inches in diameter. It's trying to see, what we're trying to tell people is that if you build a frame of wood that's 83 feet square, that 83 foot square hole is going to stop your 3-inch baseball. I don't think so.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly to scale.
Well, there's been dozens of examples. Professional painters have shown where they wear a mask all day long and their face still has paint particles.
Sure.
And the paint is bigger than the virus. So,
you know,
we need to take another break. And we'll get right back, Bob, and let you say whatever it was you wanted to say.
Thank you.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think E70 Palm.
They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, if we hadn't upset you or made you mad or run you away yet, we're going to try harder in this next segment because we're fired up. You know, I've said often, I can't believe our country has gone as far to the left as it has, but I see more and more evidence of it all the time. But the good news is I'm also seeing evidence of younger folks are trying to get back. They want a generation more like their grandparents than like their parents.
The pro-life march in Washington this year was all young people.
Yes.
I think that's amazing. We've not seen that before.
Right. Well, you know, they're trying to do a reset, and I think it's going to backfire. We're going to get a reset. I mean, we've gone too far down this road for, you know, we can't get back to normal or what they want to call normal with all the damage that's been done. So there is going to be some sort of reset. But I think that it's going to backfire on them. I think the reset by these young folks is going to skip back to the way things we had when we were younger. I mean, people are starting to realize that, hey, your kids need to go out and play outdoors.
And get dirty.
And get dirty and expose themselves to the environment and build up immunity. And
drink out of the hose.
Yeah. I mean, bob for apples at the fair. And I mean, you think about it. You
Some
think
of the
about
things
it.
We do.
We used to have the fall festivals at school, and you had a big tub of water full of apples, and you had a dozen snotty-nosed kids dripping in the same water trying to pick those apples up with their mouth.
And that was giving each of those kids immunity.
Where was the NIH then? Where was the World Health Organization then? We all survived that and a lot of other things that we used to do, you know. I know a lot of kids that would pull chewing gum off from under the tables in the restaurant.
Yes.
You know, they didn't know any better. And they did it, and Mama would smack their hand, but it didn't kill them.
No?
It didn't kill them. It might have hurt the side of their face where mama slapped them.
I am thinking back to a horrible situation, and I'm going to admit it, that when they would tar the roads, and this was up in New York, if they had a blob of tar, I know folks, and I'm not going to not deny that I was among those, that could grab that blob of tar and chew on it for a while.
Wow. Wow.
It obviously wasn't as hot as it was when it came out.
No, it was not as hot as it was, no.
And you're still here. And
yeah. Okay, well, you know, I sat in the classroom with a ball of mercury and a penny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Coating up me and all the other kids in school.
Yeah. Well, mercury was fun to play with.
Yeah. And now it's supposed to have killed us all. And all the houses that I lived in pretty much while I was young had asbestos shingle siding on them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's also lead solder on all of those copper pipes that you
and
have.
And lead paint on older houses.
Now, don't get me wrong. These things are hazardous to your health, can be hazardous to your health, but not to the extent that these wackos have gone to protect us.
Yeah.
And what have they replaced it with? Something that's even more hazardous in some cases, you know? They took away the lead and they give us these plastic bottles here. I don't know. It's crazy. Al Gore plastic. Says we've run out of time. If we don't go ahead and do something about the environment now, it's all over with.
Now, but Rick, you said the plastic bottles and the cans.
The aluminum cans?
Filled with all artificial substances.
Aluminum.
Not drinking where you used to drink a strawberry drink or whatever else that had
actually
real strawberries.
Actually had strawberries.
Had strawberries or whatever. Yeah.
There's nothing natural in there.
Nothing natural.
And they tell me I can't use my deodorant because it's got aluminum in it and can cause cancer, but I can drink a Diet Pepsi out of an aluminum can.
Yeah.
So. You know, if we went back and Marshall Efron, was that the guy?
Oh, yes. The Great American Dream Machine.
PBS way back had a series, and they were making a
lemon meringue
pie. And he read off the ingredients in the lemon meringue pie.
And assembled the ingredients in front of you. There was nothing that would have made a pie crust. There was nothing lemon. There was nothing that would have made the filling. It was incredible.
Or the meringue, yeah.
All right, folks, I know it sounds like we've all lost our minds and we've gone off the deep end here, but we're just having some fun. But you need to realize it's time to get back to reality. We're talking about this vaccine and what these pharmaceutical companies are doing there. Folks, they've been doing things to you for decades. If you watch a commercial and you hear all of the things at the end of the commercial for these pharmaceuticals, the side effects, the possibilities of what can happen to you if you take it, how have we gotten conditioned where we just ignore all that and say, yeah, I want one of those pills, you know? Possible death and other serious things
well,
that
then,
can happen to you.
There was not a single warning about any of the COVID-19 vaccines. Not one.
Right. And look at all these foods that we eat now, full of preservatives and all the processed foods. Read the ingredients on the cans, all the chemicals that have been pumped into your food. Look at your drinking water. Look what your water supply system is putting in your drinking water. Do some research. If you want to follow the science on everything, and you'll find out that the people making the money have been out to do you in for quite a while.
You know, going back to Robert Kennedy Jr., and he also explained, you know, if you sign up for one of these vaccine mandate cards or whatever, the vaccine ID cards, what you have just done was you have changed your God-given rights into a governmental permission.
Right.
Don't do it.
He also pointed out once you relinquish one, you'll never get it back. They'll never give it
never.
Back to you.
It's a slippery slope, and you give and give and give. This one little thing and we can get back to normal. Just do this one little thing. There is no going back to normal.
All you've done, according to him, and he's correct, is show them you're weaker. You're weaker now. Okay, now we can go after more.
Does anybody remember 2 weeks to slow the spread?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And even after all what we just talked about with the CDC, the NIH, all of them coming out saying that masks, these cloth masks and general masks are not working, and still we have our school boards and teachers unions putting these masks on our little babies, on our children,
yep,
day after day for hours and hours and hours, and hardcore fighting to do it. And it's absolutely, it's child abuse.
It's gone beyond. All right, folks. Well, let's get serious for the last couple of minutes here. We've talked about a lot of things, and I know a lot of you sit around and say, well, what are you going to do about it? Well, folks, what are you going to do about it? There are a lot of grassroots organizations like CCTA that are very active across the state and across the country. I'm going to an event in a couple of weeks on voter integrity, and we have walk-ins and demonstrations. Doug mentioned we've been to Raleigh to the legislature up there a number of times, and that's a regular thing that we do. We're giving educational classes. We're getting ready to start one on biblical citizenship. That's going to be a Zoom type thing to start with, and then in-person classes if we can get enough participation after that. And it pains me that I can sit here and say, if we get enough participation. I just don't understand the apathy, the level of apathy that I've seen across this nation in the last few years. So look, if what we've talked about riled you up and you're upset about it and you want to help do something about it, go to cctaxpayers.com. On that site, you can find out all about our organization, and you can join in the grassroots efforts and help us hold these politicians, elected officials accountable, and help us to try and make a difference and turn things around. You can go with us to have your voice heard as you take a stand against corruption and against this government abuse that we're under right now. So, that's all the time we have for today's show. We appreciate you tuning in. We hope you'll come back and join us again next week for your CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.